This preview thing's weird because it's super delayed.
Mm-hmm.
Like, look at that. I'm Stacey Mulcahy. I'm a technical evangelist in New York City and with Microsoft. And I am with my good friend, Daniel Mall.
Hi.
Who runs a company called Super Friendly.
I do.
How did you come up with that name out of curiosity?
As with all good things, it came from my wife.
Love it. She was just like, you're super friendly. That's what you should call it?
I had a name picked out that I really liked, and she's like, it sucks. I was like, why does it suck? She's like, you just need something that's super friendly. All right.
Yeah, done.
Yeah, I see why you're around.
And your company, what kind of stuff are you guys, like, what do you do? How big are you?
Mostly anything on a screen. So yeah. Websites, mobile apps, touchscreens, kiosks, that kind of stuff.
What do you prefer to do?
Whatever I haven't done before.
Oh, I love that answer. That's amazing. So, like, not, I love that just, like, I haven't done it. I have no fear. I can do it.
Yeah, exactly. It's boring if I've done something over and over again.
Yeah. What kind of stuff have you worked on the last year that you feel like you're, like, super stoked or proud about? Or
so, a lot of stuff is with publishing. Publishers are struggling right now, and they need faster websites. They got to figure out how to make money because advertising is not a good business model for them. So I've been helping them figure out that kind of stuff. And then doing all sorts of random other stuff, like helping connect an iPad app to a 10,000-pound robot arm that moves furniture around, stuff like that.
Unreal.
Yeah.
And so do you work mostly in terms of, like, UI, UX, and strategy kind of sense? Are you, like, hands in code? Are you a little bit all over the place?
Yeah, I mean, all over the place. So, like, I have one employee of my company, it's me, and I bring people together for every project. And so it's really like what I'm really pumped about on every project. Sometimes I'm like, I really want to write the code. Other times I'm like, I just want to CD this. Other times I'm, you know, doing the design work, or just, you know, other times it's like, I'll just get a finder's fee and bring on really good people to do it.
Yeah. Okay. So seeing that you're, like, in my opinion, one of the, I described you the other day to Jonathan Smick, you know, Jonathan Smick, I described you the other day as a web advocate. And he was like, oh, I like that term. And I was just like, because you're not always talking about, you ride this line for me that's really interesting, where you still want interesting or experiences to be interesting. And you don't want them to be boring. And they still got to have a little bit of that whimsy or whatever without it being overboard. Like,
totally.
You've got that. And for me, I love that because over utility, I get it, but I also think there's opportunities to pleasantly surprise the user.
Absolutely.
And I think, for me, you do a great job of that. In terms of a lot of the stuff that you're working on, like responsive web design, we heard a talk from you about, you know, some of the things and processes and tools you can put into place. What if someone is basically going into responsive web design, they know what it is, okay, they understand that it's, you know, the things that they have to do. What are, like, three things that you could say, like, I've learned, or three tips that you could take away, whether they be tools or processes or even mindsets, right, for someone who's just kind of going into responsive web design?
Okay, so I think one is that if you already know how to build websites, you're, like, way ahead of the curve, because you can just continue to build websites and just do that thing. Like, at some point, everything, if you feel daunted by responsive web design, at some point, everything was daunting to you. Like, when you maybe first started learning JavaScript, that was a daunting thing. When you started learning CSS, that was a daunting thing. Responsive design is no different than that. If you know already how to build a website already, just try it. The first time I learned to build a responsive website was on a project where a client wasn't paying me to do it, and I was like, I kind of want to learn this. So I did it, and I showed it to her, and she was like, hey, it'd be really cool if this worked on a mobile device. And I was like, oh, it already does. And she's like, really? And I was like, yeah. She's like, did it take more time? I was like, no. She's like, are you, like, will you charge me extra for that? I'm like, no.
Yeah.
And she's like, oh, okay. Yeah, and that was that. And all of a sudden, I knew how to build a responsive site. So I think that's one. Another thing is, I think it's important. So my friend Stephen Hay has this really interesting concept of how to build responsive sites. What a lot of people do is they'll build, like, they'll design the mobile site, and then the iPad site, and then the desktop site.
Yeah.
I think that's, like, a weird way to go. So I like Stephen Hay's approach to it, which is design for the smallest screen possible and build that thing in the browser. And then just start opening up your browser, and wherever it looks like crap, that's where you put a breakpoint in.
Yeah.
So, like, oh, at 564 pixels wide, it starts to look really crappy. So I'm going to put a breakpoint in and design for that. Then open it more and more and more.
Like,
and
that.
Then at 1171, put a breakpoint in there. So I think that's another tip. And the third one is, this stuff is always changing. Nobody has it figured out. Like, even the guy who invented it, you know, Ethan Marcotte, he's continuing to write books about it. So, like, So everybody's figuring out how to do this better and better. And so I think it's a great time to be like part of that community and like help everyone else figure it out.
Yeah, there's always new frameworks or libraries or approaches or, I mean, even in terms of things that are coming out and new tags you can be using and, you know, best practices. Like the idea of best practices is not a point in time.
Yeah, I mean, it's not really a thing.
Yeah, exactly. The one thing I think that we have a little bit in common, because, I mean, we don't have a lot in common, let's be honest.
No,
I mean, come on, I'm from Canada, you're from the States.
Yeah.
But
The Great Divide,
right? It's maple syrup.
Yeah, that's right.
But I think one of the things that we have in common a little bit is that we both have a serious passion for sharing and teaching.
Yeah.
And actually really providing valuable experiences for people, whether it's an apprenticeship or internship, and making sure that people are fostered in a right way, you know, and mentored in that sense. Do you want to talk a little bit about that?
Totally. I mean, I'm really excited about that because one thing that I do, even though I don't have full-time employees right now, I do run an apprenticeship program, and it's a 9-month apprenticeship program. It's for people that have never touched design or dev before but want sort of a way out of their current situation.
Mm-hmm.
So like somebody that works at McDonald's and thinks that that's going to be their future, that's the perfect person for the apprenticeship. Because I think...
Sorry. I hate you.
Yeah. Because I think, you know, like just being able to write a line of code shows people how to create something from nothing. And like that's a really, really great skill that we have that we take for granted. And when we teach somebody that for the first time, it like opens every door that they thought was closed to them.
Yeah.
And so that's what I'm really passionate about doing.
Oh God. Edit.
I got you.
Edit. You got me. You got me. I feel the same way. And it's that thing of, you know, like people say, oh, we're talented and, you know, we're speaking and all this stuff. And I mean, but then when you think about, you have the skill and it's so easy to share just one little piece of knowledge.
Totally.
Why aren't we doing that more?
Yep.
Like this week, for example, is the week of Hour of Code. And I spent an hour of code every single day, whether or not I had time, teaching people. And I think it's really important.
Cool.
So I think what you're doing is amazing because you're saying, I don't want to take someone who has the potential skills and needs to, you know,
like level up,
yeah. Which, you know, if you're motivated and you're curious, you know, there's paths to do that yourself.
Yep.
But you're saying, I want to take someone who has zero experience, who's like, I need to do a career change, and you're giving them 9 months. And so do they work directly with you, like, day by day?
Yeah, they're in the studio with me every day. I don't have conference rooms or anything. I do everything out in the open. I do sales calls. I do client calls. And they ride shotgun, basically. And the first 3 months is, like, a lot of hands-on training. You know, we work really closely together, and mm-hmm. I teach, and I do lectures and stuff. And then 3 months to 6 months, I put them on projects with me. And then 6 to 9 months is I help them get a job. We do interview training. I help place them at agencies or startups.
That's amazing. Like that. And how many people have you, like, mentored into nothing to a job?
So far, 7.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
And are they working, like, local, like, places around you or government or universities?
Some are agencies. And then some of them, you know, some of them are like, I want to move to this city. Who do you know in this city and who needs designers? And I'll make a couple phone calls and, you know, try to open the door for them.
So, you know, if you're a person who's watching this, who's, you know, you're potentially hiring, because everyone's hiring, let's face it, for a front stack kind of dev or
That's
designer, right?
Right?
You know, Dan Moll, you should be hooking
I'll
up because,
them.
Yeah, he'll supply them for you. And you can't get better training than, honestly, you can't get better training than you.
Well, that's nice.
No, it is. It's true. But I think the fact that you're giving your time and doing that is amazing. How do you find these people to fill your program or what you're doing?
Right now it's word of mouth.
Yeah.
My first apprentice was actually my brother-in-law who offered to renovate my house, my fixer-upper house when I moved in trade for learning how to be a web developer.
Oh, amazing.
And it just kind of spread from there.
And is he doing web development like full-time on the side?
He's a full-time lead developer at an agency in Philly called Blue Cadet.
Oh, that's amazing. Oh, and they do such great work.
Yes, they do.
Wow. So like that's, to me, that speaks volumes about what you're doing because that's a top-notch agency.
It really is.
Yeah. So, I mean, kudos. That's pretty amazing. And so do you take one person on at a time or multiple people?
So I started with one at a time because I was like, I just don't know how I could do more than one at a time. But what mm-hmm. I found was I like randomly came into a scenario where I had 5 at a time.
Yeah.
And what I found was I didn't have time to teach somebody something. There's one day that somebody was stuck and one of my more senior apprentices was like, oh, don't worry, I got it. I was like, oh, they can teach each other.
Yeah.
So I'm experimenting with what it looks like to have more than that at a time.
Yeah.
Pretty soon I'm going to try to see what it looks like to have 20 at a time, and then 50, and then 200, and 500, and see how it goes.
Have you talked to other, I mean, you're very well known, and you have a lot of connections in terms of, especially in agencies and those spaces, and people who are working on fairly large web development teams. Have you talked about this initiative to other people to say, hey, like, this is something that you can be doing. I have a model that works.
Yep.
And are you finding that there's interest in that?
There's so much interest. I mean, my goal in it is to be able to franchise it because I have a rubric for, for what it kind of looks like. I want to get a little bit farther in and then franchise it and just hand it out to anybody who wants to do it. Like, if you want to do an apprenticeship at your agency or at your corporation, but you don't know how to do it, take this packet, go for it. Because I think, you know, I think it's something that, that everyone could do.
Yeah.
Like, everybody can learn to do it. Everybody can learn how to be an, how to be a mentor. So I think more people need to be doing that.
Yeah, I know personally, I always feel like, for me, mentorship is like the biggest skill I've been trying to work on because I feel, you know, I need to work on that a little bit. Well, I'm a little weak in some things. And so it's a great opportunity to grow in another way.
Yeah, I'm hoping to be able to normalize that and be able to say, like, if you want to be a mentor, here are a couple steps that you can do.
Yeah, that's awesome. Oh, Dan. That's, yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, this is Dan Mall. You can get him on the web at danielmall.com, yep. Right? And or super friendly.
Yep.
And he's also on Twitter at Dan Mall.
Daniel Mall.
Daniel Mall. Yep. Sorry. Dan Mall is probably already taken by someone else.
Me,
Smart. Smart. Another tip and trick from Dan Mall.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you.